Welcome to the War Room with Mike Blanco. Prepare yourself to get dropped into a new subject each week as a soldier's diligence meets entrepreneurial challenges in today's marketplace. So sit back and enjoy the tactics of the War Room with Michael Blanco. Here's your host.
What's going on, everybody? I'm actually coming at you from Marion's Bagel in Plantation, Florida. So if you've never actually been to Marion's Bagels, I promise you it is probably the best breakfast place in all of Broward County, in all of Fort Lauderdale, probably in Miami. The place is just out of hand. The food is amazing. The bagels are amazing. The chocolate chip, like, pancakes are incredible. And the staff is just, like, they're beautiful. Like, they're just beautiful people, very welcoming, very warm. I love coming here. It's one of my favorite spots. But this isn't a food critique. I was just like super excited to be in my favorite breakfast spot, down here in my hometown. But I did want to talk to you guys today. I know I wasn't able to get on yesterday, because I had a lot of things going on and I was traveling. And again, man, I really got to do better about like how I structure things and prioritize, right? Because we all have things going on and things can get a little hectic, but that's no excuse not to get done what you need to get done. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is I kind of want to just like put the leadership stuff aside for a second, put the business stuff aside for a second. I know everybody's been working really hard for the long weekend, really looking forward to going to the beach and barbecues and everything else like that, right? It's Memorial weekend, right? So everybody's excited to have that long weekend. The discounts are out there at Walmart and Target, and you can get a TV at 50%. The restaurants are having great deals. Everybody's gonna go down to the beach. And I was kind of thinking about that as I was driving around today, and I started hearing all the advertisements. So for people such as myself, for veterans like me, it's always very sweet, right? When people reach out to me on Memorial weekend, like, hey, Mike, just want to thank you for your service. And then I look at all the posts on social media, like, hey, we're really thinking about the people that serve our country, past, future, present, all those things. And all those comments have like really great intentions, and it's really awesome to get that kind of support. The only thing is, Memorial Weekend is not about veterans. It's not about active service members. It's not about people that used to serve who no longer serve. It's not about the guys past, present, and future. Memorial Weekend is, and Memorial Day specifically, is about the people that never came home. Those that laid it all on the line, that lost their lives, that sacrificed everything on the altar of freedom so that you and I can enjoy the freedoms that we have. It belongs to those people in Arlington National Cemetery and the military cemeteries across the world, to include Normandy, Germany, France, the Civil War battlefields, just every single one of those. Those are the people that Memorial Day is about. And it's also about those Gold Star families, right? Those people whose family member never came home, that they still wait for that family member to make it home. Those lonely Christmases, the child's first walk that they never got to see, or the anniversaries that'll never be celebrated. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's for those people. Not about me. Today, we as a nation should sit down, and I'm not saying don't barbecue, don't day drink, don't go to the beach, don't spend time with family, because that's what all those people that sacrificed everything would want you to do. They would want you to go have fun with your friends, have a beer on the beach, barbecue with your family, make memories around the family and all of your friends, and do all of those things. They would want you to do that, because that's what they sacrificed their lives for. What I would say is just make sure that you take a moment, whether in the morning, after the barbecue, while at the beach, to really just reflect, even for a second, just how lucky you are, how lucky your family is, and how fortunate we are as a nation to have had so many people that believe in this nation so much that they would sacrifice their lives to provide the freedoms that you and I enjoy. And what I would also encourage you to do is do something out of respect to pay tribute to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. One of the things I do every Memorial Day since 2012 is I do the MRF, right? So the MRF challenge, or the MRF as we call it in the military, is just
It's a workout, right? It's a mile run, 300 air squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and 1 mile run, all for time, right? And it's not about the time. It's not about doing all the reps. It's not about the mile runs or the splits or anything else like that. That's not what the Murph Challenge is about on Memorial Day. And this is just for me. It's about suffering just a little bit. It puts me in a frame of mind where I'm remembering the people that came before me, the people that made my life possible, the people that sacrificed their lives for freedom. So I put myself just a little bit outside of my comfort zone as a way to show respect, right? So if you're gonna do the Murph Challenge or you've never heard about it or it's something that you're interested in, I would encourage you sometime Monday morning before your day kicks off, or maybe at the end of the day when you're done spending time with family, do the Murph Challenge or go on a walk. Take a time to reflect, whatever it is you need to do. But I would really encourage you to take a moment and just reflect on all those people that came before us to make our freedom possible. All right. So that's pretty much it. That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. It's been on my mind all day with the text messages and everything else that I've been getting. Like, hey, Mike, thank you for your service. And that's so awesome. And I know the intention is good. But just remember, Memorial Day belongs to those that are resting in Arlington National Cemetery and those military cemeteries across the world that sacrificed their lives so that you and I can have our freedom, right? And also belongs to those Gold Star families. And God bless them. Yeah, God bless them. All right. I hope you guys have a great long weekend. I hope you enjoy spending time with the family and the friends and everything. Going into next week, right, it's going to be a short week, so just make sure you prep ready to go to crush it. All right, stay savage, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks, and I love you.
You've just been debriefed in the War Room with Michael Blanco. If you've enjoyed this week's meeting, make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. As always, remember, don't be so afraid to lose that you forget how to win.